Plenty of racing news around. Spieth is going to have a quiet trial on Monday morning at Warwick Farm in preparation for the Group 3 Concord. It's the race that Bryce Hayes has in mind for the first up run, the Group 3 race at Randwick on September 2 over 1,000 metres. So a quiet trial for Spieth on Monday. Also on the Spring Carnival front, Naita trialled yesterday at Randwick, won a trial by over four lengths for John Thompson. It's going to barrier trial again at the next Randwick trials. And guess what? It's going to the Concord as well. So it meets Bryce Hayes's runner in Spieth. So that's Naita after its barrier trial there yesterday. Well, he's back in Sydney, back home, some would say, and it's great to have him on Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio. I talk of Zach Purton. Morning to you, Zach.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I know you've been back in Australia since the end of the season. How's the holiday?
Been really good. Fortunately, the weather in Australia has been great. This time of year, it can get a little bit cold, which I don't enjoy. Which is why we went north for a couple of weeks. But as it turned out, I could have stayed in Sydney the whole time.
Yeah, no, it's been sunny and bright and been fantastic. You enjoy the break, mate. It's a pretty intense time for the whole season. But to get 4 or 5 weeks get away from the racing industry, it must give you a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, it does. You know, our bodies cop a lot throughout the season. We push ourselves quite hard, and obviously with the travelling all around the world as well. It's just nice to have a little bit of a break and freshen back up and look forward to really getting back into it. I know I went to Japan there for a couple of off seasons in a row, but I just found I was wearing myself out a little bit and needed to freshen back up, which I've done, and you know, I feel good now.
Can I say, in those seasons you've done sort of the whole year and didn't have a break, is the body going to go back for the start of this season feeling a bit better?
Well, I think it will. Unfortunately, when I did ride through the off seasons, for whatever reason, I picked up a couple of injuries and, you know, therefore one thing led to another and it was a bit of a chain reaction. You know, unfortunately, I had a couple of fractures, which can happen at any time as well. But I felt other parts of my body were just starting to feel the effects of, you know, the just put myself through a year in, year out season. And I actually feel better when I give myself a break, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, we all need breaks, and by the sounds of it, you're enjoying it. So when do you go back, and how far is that before the start of the season?
The first meeting in Hong Kong is going to be on September the 3rd. We need to be back in Hong Kong by the end of next week, so I'll go back sometime then.
And then build up getting to know. See, they bought a lot of new Australian horses, mate. Gunnison is up there already and quite a few others that have been bought in the last 3 to 4 months. A lot of our best go there. You must be looking forward to hopefully jumping board a few of those.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I'm in a position at the moment where the horses I've been riding throughout the last couple of seasons have either retired or been injured, and they're not going to be there for me. So I'm in a bit of a rebuilding stage myself, and new blood is something I'm always looking out for. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the horses here in Australia are owned by the big studs or in big syndicates, and they're extremely hard to buy. But the ones that can be attained and do make it to Hong Kong, of course, you know, they're on my radar straight away.
Now, fitness, mate. You're enjoying your break, but you're also thinking I've got to be back next week and or the week after to start riding track work. They tell me that you're going to run this Sunday in our big city to surf.
Yeah, that's true. Luckily for me, I don't really have to do too much training to run 14K. It's not too far. And I've promised the wife that I'm not going to leave her aside. Oh, she's made me promise I have to stay with her. So she's not the world's fastest runner, and it's probably going to be more like a jog than a run, and I can easily get away with that.
Hang on a sec. You're bragging, mate. 14K, that'd kill me, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all different, aren't we? I'm fortunate that I've been a good runner my whole life. I've done a lot of long-distance running when I was a kid. And, you know, back home in Hong Kong, throughout the season, I do quite a bit of training. So I don't think it should be too much of a problem.
No, well, mate, it's a big kick before you get back. It'll have you primed. Just thought we'd grab you while you're back here in Sydney, enjoying a bit of a break. We look forward to it again. And it's going to be a big season again. A lot of good horses, a lot of good racing, a lot of good jockeys. The Aussies, an extra number with Tommy Berry there.
Yeah, it'd be good to have Tommy up there on a full-time basis. Obviously, he's flown in, flow out on many occasions. He had a little bit of a stint there as well a couple of seasons back. So we know Tommy well. He's a good rider. He's going to be positioned well in a good stable. John Moore's been very active in the off-season. He's bought a lot of really, really nice horses. So Tommy's going to have, the cream to ride there, and I'm sure he's going to do very well.
Yeah, no, we look forward to the whole season. Hey, Zach, thanks for joining us, mate. Enjoy Sunday City to surf.
No problem. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Zach Purton, thought we'd grab him while he's back here.